Magic 102.3, DC's R&B station. I'm Michelle, and our History Maker series continues today with George Curry, an awesome writer. Hi, George.
Hey.
Now, George, you've had an illustrious career as a writer, a journalist, an editor, an educator.
This old man, been around a long time.
And you've gathered up a lot of wisdom, so smart ones, pay attention and listen. Now, George, in your journey, you've seen so much, done so much. What still fascinates you?
Well, I think the most fascinating to me is when you're going to business like I did. When I entered the business, you have to type. He's an old typewriter, manual typewriter. If you're in a newsroom, if you want to move a paragraph around, you have to cut it with scissors and glue it somewhere else in the paragraph. Then they can go in and go typeset it. Now I can highlight it and move it around, so the writing is better and easier. But I tell people, the technology aside, you still got to have the basic skills. You got to work twice as hard as everybody else, expect half the credit, and don't whine about it. I think that hardest thing for our young people to understand is that they think that everything is equal now, that they'll have a fair shot. And the world is not like that, but you can't get discouraged by that.
Oh, great advice. The young people will appreciate that, George.
Yeah.
Now, George, I'm also curious, in our world that's filled now with social media, what is your opinion on the blogger versus the journalist? And how often do you utilize the Twitterverse as your access point for news and information?
Well, I use Twitter and Facebook. I have accounts, but I don't rely on I use it as a tip sheet. And sometimes they can come out and link you to another article that you may not have been aware of. They can raise an issue that you can follow. And so the thing about the Internet, you can't take it as authoritative. You can't say it unless it's from a reputable news source. You can't take it as a fact. And so the key is trying to distinguish what is reliable on the web and what's not. And so I love the technology. I think it's great. But I just put it in perspective and context.
Yes. And finally, George, could you give me your three stories or issues that we should be watching right now?
One, of course, Ebola, what's happening in Africa. Certainly affirmative action, which was struck down by the Supreme Court in the University of Texas case, went back to the appeals court. Now it'll be back to the Supreme Court, possibly as early as next fall. And of course, the upcoming elections and how African Americans are going to turn out.
And what is your Twitter, George, so we can follow you?
It's Curry George, and I read all of it myself.
For real?
Absolutely.
That is great. Well, George Curry, it's been a pleasure. Can't wait to meet you during caucus week. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's plan to do that. And I thank you. I appreciate it.